Well, that counters what he said on Truth Social. He said the states are merely an agent for the federal government in counting and tabulating the votes. They must do what the federal government, as represented by the president of the United States, tells them.
That's just a fiction. That's not how things work. The Constitution does say that Congress can override. So if Congress passed a law tomorrow that either outlawed or mandated mail-in balloting, that law would probably be upheld as applied to congressional elections, couldn't be applied to state or local elections because the power only extends to congressional elections. But the president doesn't have the power. States are more than agents. States, and this goes back to the founding, states were the primary actors that administered elections. There wasn't agreement to have national election administration the way it is in most other countries today. And that diversity of how elections are run, it makes for some confusion sometimes, but it can be a strength against an executive that's trying to impose its will, as we see the president trying to do here.
He says he's doing this because he wants to make sure there's no fraud. We've had a long experience with mail-in ballots in Oregon for about 25 years. It's the only way you can vote. What's the record? Is there of fraud and corruption in these things?
Well, you're right that there are some states, including Oregon, Washington, Utah, and lots of other where mail-in balloting is the primary way that voting is conducted. There are lots of states like California, where I am, where many people vote by mail. And there are some states where mail-in balloting is not all that common. It did increase during COVID because people didn't want to go to polling places. What we do know is that the president in 2020, in the midst of the COVID pandemic, when he was running against Joe Biden, railed against mail-in balloting, said that it was fraudulent. There were tons of investigations. There were 60 plus lawsuits challenging the election on fraud grounds, and there was no evidence of any fraud related to mail-in ballots that could have affected the election anywhere in the United States.